Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation. Now, it is Monday, so we pulling up on you with a super lit show, man. Listen, we got the hottest stories in celebrity entertainment. Before we pop that off, we got to check in with the LA fam. What's up, y'all?
Hey, everybody.
Now, listen, Rat and Portia out today, but don't worry. We got the she enforcements. We got entertainment journalist and the founder of the Juicy Entertainment website, the Jasmine Brand, Miss Jasmine Brand herself, hanging out with us. Also, we got singer, actress, and comedian, and also
sister
in chief, Miss Jessie Wu, dishing with us in the studio. So let's get ready to turn this whole thing up, man. So later, actor Jared Leto isn't joking with anyone, especially Joaquin Phoenix. We'll explain why. And Lady Gaga went tumbling, and I ain't talking about flips either. But first, what you got, Heidi?
Well, congratulations are in order because actress Jennifer Lawrence is a married woman.
Hey.
She jumped the broom with her art dealer husband, Cook Maroney. And, boy, I tell you what, they got married in this stunning Belcourt Castle. It's in Newport, Rhode Island. Mm. But it's also haunted.
Ooh.
So I don't know if I'd be...
It's October, right? Halloween.
Of course. Now, to keep everything private, they put up black curtains. They did some fake hedges so that nobody could look in, prevent basically the locals, who this was probably the biggest thing that happened in Rhode Island in
right.
a long time.
Totally.
It's like, oh, my God. So they didn't want them to be able to peek in. A lot of celebrities, or 150 guests, a ton of celebrities were there. Cameron Diaz, Adele, Nicole Richie, Emma Stone, Sienna Miller, Kris Jenner.
Wow. Wow.
And Ashley Olsen, just to name a few. Now,
those
Gary.
Those curtains may have been the blackest things there.
Okay. A lot of people that I can't even afford to sit next to.
Well, I guess Kris Jenner's black adjacent.
Yeah. No. Richie is black by.
Blackish.
Yeah, Kris Jenner, right. Black by, you know what?
Injection.
Now, Gary, I don't know how you feel about this. This sounds like it's my way to have dinner at a wedding, but I think Gary will hate this. Mm. Gary, the guest, indulged in cocktails and dined on Kentucky wood fire barbecue, burgers and lobster rolls as wow. they dance the night away. And if you see in one of the pictures, there's a food truck. So I think that's fun and cool, but
that's,
I know, Gary,
awesome.
You think that's trashy.
Girl, that is ridiculous. How dare she those people. A food truck, girl. I done paid $1,000 for my damn gown, and I got to eat from a food truck.
Why not? That sound like a good old good old time.
That sounds like fun.
She did that for the peasants like y'all that would have been at that wedding.
All right, moving on, you guys, from love to living life on the edge.
Oh.
Only 1 week after reportedly breaking up with our man, Sean B. Diddy Combs, our girl, model Lori Harvey, daughter of Steve and Marjorie Harvey, was arrested in Beverly Hills for a hit and run.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. I saw it trending this morning on Twitter, and I was like, what's happening? So I saw the memes, and I was like, what's happening with this chick, all right? Witnesses told the responding officers that they saw her texting while driving before she slammed her car into a Prius, flipping her G-Wagon over.
Oh, you gotta be going pretty... G-Wagons are heavy. You gotta be going...
Those are like mini tanks, y'all.
You got somebody on Twitter said, Lori Harvey, she wrecks homes during the day and wrecks cars at night.
That's what I saw. That's what I saw. You know, when they removed her out of the car, she fled the scene, but cops found her, and they arrested her. They arrested her for misdemeanor hit and run and delaying a police investigation.
Wait a second. If you're running, you're drunk or something. You wouldn't run.
Well, no, Heidi. I heard.
Okay.
Now, this is
what you hear?
They said, honey, that she went to Diddy's house, and that other woman was there. And
what?
She told her, bitch, you better get away from him quick.
No way.
Listen, if Chewy Martinez would have been driving a G-Wagon, rammed into a Prius, and did a hit and run,
it's a rep for me.
You're done.
I would have been shot. It would have been hashtag why, Chewy.
Yep. Like, this show would have ended with in memory of.
With music, just me, that's like, just.
Hopefully a nice mugshot, too.
Well, she's lucky nobody was injured, because if you leave an accident and there's somebody injured, it's a way bigger crime.
That's really shady.
Like, I always want to see people flee the scene of an accident, because I always wonder, is it on foot? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
usually they'll call somebody on Uber, or they Uber. I've seen it happen. Like, it's just like, where are you going?
Crazy.
All right, well, moving on, it seems like actors in Hollywood could be petty and messy, too. I mean, of course, we have a whole show based about it, right? Yeah. According to a recent article in The Hollywood Reporter, Jared Leto was so livid about Joaquin Phoenix's standalone Joker film that he tried to have the movie shut down.
Oh, crazy. Wow.
Now, insiders are claiming that Jared complained to a CAA agent who also represents Joker director Todd Phillips, as well as his music manager, Irvin Azoff, and asked that he call the higher-ups and try to cancel the movie before it even started.
That's crazy.
Because he knew, like, soon as you get Joaquin Phoenix involved in something, people are going to be like, no, that's the guy we want.
Yeah, absolutely.
He claimed that he wasn't being treated appropriately as an Oscar winner. Because he has rights. But a lot of people feel like he bought this on himself because, like, his whole method acting approach didn't necessarily rock well with the rest of the cast.
Right.
He sent, like, a live rat to Margot Robbie. He sent bullets to Will Smith. Like, you know.
Oh, you went too far now.
Exactly.
You don't mess with Will.
That's not Uncle Will.
Right.
He even bought a pig for the whole cast. But the pig was dead, though.
This some good queen action, honey. That's what a queen would do, baby. She'll get at you, honey.
It's the level of petty that I aspire to be deep down inside. That's really petty. And also, what I like about this is that we actually know that he did it. Stuff like this happens behind the scenes, and you don't hear about it, but he got put on front, and I kind of like that.
Yeah, I did.
Is that every time there's another Joker that's always like, well, who was the best? Who was the worst? And then really, Jared Leto, the hype behind how crazy he was and method he was, you thought he was going to be a magnificent Joker. But in Suicide Squad, he was only in the movie for like 10 minutes.
I don't feel like he was given
the proper credit for playing that character. Like, there's probably a bunch of stuff that he did that didn't even make the movie that was awesome.
Right.
So he's
like,
wait a second, why don't you consider me? I was the last Joker. Why don't you consider me for this role?
Jared Leto will always be referred to as the Joker with braces.
All right, Jane Fonda is no stranger to activism. Yes, she is not afraid to get arrested either.
All right.
Yeah, the 81-year-old actress has temporarily moved to Washington, D.C. and started participating in fire drill Fridays, which is in order to call attention to climate change.
Nice.
And so she was out there. I think a couple weeks ago she got arrested, and this past Friday she got arrested once again. Here's a picture of her in her zip tie handcuffs.
I have to say, if I get arrested, I've never been arrested, which I guess some in some circles would say I haven't really lived. But if I get arrested, I want to be arrested.
Yes.
I want handcuffs, not zip ties like I'm tied to bread loaves, keeping them forever.
You know, when you are a rich white woman, you can show up every Friday looking forward to get arrested.
Here's the problem. If you're going to go protest and be an activist for climate change, you can't wear a coat.
You can't. Why not?
That defeats the purpose.
It's so chilly out here.
No matter how cold it is, you're going to be like, it's hot as hell.
Can't you feel we're all burning
alive?
One of her co-stars from
Grace
and Frankie.
Yeah, Sam Waterston.
Sam Waterston, he was there with her as a friend and support, and he ended up getting arrested,
too. Now, this is the kind of thing. Here's the thing. Frank used to almost get me arrested. Now, this was before weed was legal in the state of California. What happens is people listen to our radio show forever, and if we're not together, they're like, where's Frank? I'm like, we're not. It's Saturday. I'm not with him all the time. But what they would do is they'd go, hey, man, can you give this to Frank when you see him? And they would hand me drugs. And I'm like, I would go, sure. And then I'd have them in my pocket. I'd be driving home sweating, just like,
as long as it's just weed.
Right. Yeah. It was usually just weed. Yeah.
Were they in different states? Because I'm not understanding. Because, honey, they treated Sam like a black man, baby. They had his hands behind him and they had his Fonda's in front of her.
Just because she's there every Friday, they're used to her. She does this every week. So.
Next time, they're going to use her coat belt to tie her up.
Why is Sam Waterston's sweater all hiked up like that? Were they giving him some weird crotch?
Tickled him first before they cooked him.
Well, y'all, up next, Wendy Williams in her good wig on the streets of Hollywood. Find out why after the break.
Dish Nation.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? The IRS has hired private debt collection agencies to start collecting outstanding taxes. They can garnish your wages and put liens on your property. So if you're drowning in tax debt, get ready for this tax relief hotline. Civic Tax Relief can protect you from the IRS and the collection agencies so you can stop the added fees, the wage garnishments, and more. If you're backed into a corner with $10,000 or more in back taxes, call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. You may qualify for the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. And get this, Civic Tax Relief has a 5-star rating on the Better Business Bureau. You can save thousands in tax forgiveness, or you may qualify for other special relief programs based on your specific situation. Civic Tax Relief Special Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for absolutely free. Just call 800-506-5803. 800-506-5803. Don't wait. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call can save you thousands. Call now. 800-506-5803. 800-506-5803. Hiring could be a challenge. As Codable co-founder Gretchen Huebner discovered, Gretchen needed to hire a game artist for her education tech company. She knew it wouldn't be easy to find someone to grow with her team. That's why she went to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter doesn't just depend on candidates finding you, it finds them for you. Its technology identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply for your job, so you can qualify candidates fast. Gretchen posted her job on ZipRecruiter and said she was impressed with how quickly she found qualified applicants. She also used ZipRecruiter's screening questions to filter her candidates so she could focus on the best ones. And that's how Gretchen found a new game artist in less than 2 weeks. With results like that, it's no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See why ZipRecruiter is effective for businesses of all sizes. Try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. DishNation. ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Oh. Hey.
All right, now, Gary, your homegirl Wendy Williams finally has something to smile about after a very difficult year. Now, the talk show guru received the 2,677th star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on Thursday. That's big.
Oh, I mean, yes, that's big. Miss Williams deserves. She deserves that. This girl didn't lost her husband. She went through all kind of mess, honey, back in the day when Puffy ran out of the country and all kind of stuff.
Oh, my goodness. That's vintage tea. That's really vintage tea,
she done been cussed out my nippy.
Yes, honey.
You know, she's been how you during us for the last 11 years, so give my baby a
star. It's definitely paid off. Now, she wasn't alone. She was joined by Jack Abernathy, the CEO of Fox TV stations. She had radio host Elvis Duran with her and a whole bunch of others who celebrated the veteran TV host. And during her acceptance speech, she got really choked up after facing such a tough year. Check it out.
You know, Jack and Elvis and Mitch and, you know, people have said throughout the day is that I'm successful because I've done things my way. No, not exactly. It's because I'm a good listener to advice. And if I don't like the advice, then I do things my way.
I'm happy for her. She looked really happy. Her wig was sitting nicely. It was laid.
It was a good wig.
Yeah, it was a good wig.
She had a cute dress on. And I wonder how her husband feels.
He feels stupid.
He's probably sick of stomach.
He should feel stupid.
Like, exactly. He should feel like...
But to be honest, he has been there along the way. You know, she's been in radio since 89. She's had her show for 11 seasons. So he's been there the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's been giving her a headache the entire time.
He has. So he probably is sick to stomach, though.
You gotta get used to that new life.
Yeah, exactly. New life, new baby.
And burp, that baby as he wakes up.
Right.
Change them diapers. You gotta burp the baby. Them diapers.
Moving on, honey. Talking about being on the edge, honey. Lady Gaga, honey, had one hell of a fall. Now, during a recent show, honey, in Vegas, baby, Miss Gaga invited one of her concert goers on stage, and they both went tumbling down, honey. Right onto the floor, y'all. Let's take a look.
Lady Gaga for this. You know why?
What?
She initiated the straddle situation.
Yeah,
so
she
that
sure
I blame Lady Gaga.
I blame her. She thought she was going down the Old Town Road, but let me tell you something now. Y'all artists gotta be careful.
Well, she was trying to prove a point to let people know, honey, no matter what your sexuality is, honey, you can still hold a woman.
Well, you can't, clearly.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that particular muscle gave out.
Exactly.
And then the bottom fell out of that box.
Anyway, y'all, honey, the good news is, baby, nobody was injured, and Lady Gaga took it like a pro, baby. She posted on Instagram her post-show routine. Ice bath for 5 to 10 minutes, hot bath for 20, then compression suit packed with ice packs for 20.
Or she could have just took some painkillers and been cool.
Okay.
No, but she said that's her post-show routine, though. Like, what is she, a linebacker? Ain't that what the linebackers in the NFL do?
Some people like it rough.
What? All right, we'll move it on. Suge Knight will not allow metal bars to keep him from winning. Now, the former head of the Death Row Records empire may be in jail, but that's not going to stop him from making that guap. Now, word is Suge has handed over the creative rights to his life story to singer and reality star Ray J.
Oh, gosh.
He bit it first. Now, this might seem odd, but it actually might work out because Ray J is kind of smart. He's made money outside of just music. You know, you got Raycon Global.
Yeah.
You know, you got that weed business that he's tied into.
Got reality TV.
Yeah.
I am questioning it just a little bit because I just don't know him in terms of producing like documentaries and projects. I don't know him in that capacity, but that doesn't mean he can't do it.
I'm thinking about his damn life. Suge is a thug. Ray J wants to be a thug, honey.
I don't think anybody
got out of jail and got him. You don't have your money, baby.
Why you think Ray J want to be a thug?
But Ray J does have to make sure that he gets this right because Suge Knight don't play. I don't know if people are still scared of Suge Knight.
I am.
Well, up next, Elton John spills the tea on Tina Turner and why they had a big fallout. We'll have more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
All right, so Elton John just released his autobiography called Me, and the tea just keeps on spilling. Now, he and Tina Turner have been friends since the 70s, and they were supposed to go on tour together in the late 90s, but according to Elton, Tina had a lot of opinions. Now, he wrote, she didn't like my hair, she didn't like the color of my piano, and she didn't like my clothes. You wear too much Versace, and it makes you look fat. You have to wear Armani, she announced.
Oh.
Don't we all need friends that tell us the truth?
True.
That designer probably didn't look well on him. His hair probably.
I mean, Elton did have a little good, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, here's the thing. Well, things definitely hit the fan. Yo, Tina and Elton got into it when she also criticized Elton's bass player, drummer, and even Elton saying that he was playing Proud Mary wrong. Now, Elton said, I brought it to a conclusion by telling Tina to stick her song up her arse and stormed off. I've thrown plenty of tantrums in my time, but there are limits. There's an unspoken rule that musicians don't treat their fellow musicians like
nah.
Play the song like I told you to play the song.
Well, right.
That's
the point. The thing is, Tina Turner had been in an abusive relationship for years.
Yeah.
She had been with a man that was a perfectionist in terms of her craft, so she probably had a really high expectation of what her song should sound like.
Well, it's the circle of life. You know, Ike may have beat Tina, but I think Tina beat Elton.
Correct.
She did.
You know, she was a stout woman.
Correct.
And she survived Thunderdome.
He sounds like he's a little still salty about it.
Well, exactly. He should be
a little bit. Salty. All he been doing is spilling tea on all our black legends.
I love it.
I'm gonna need Elton to pull it back a little bit.
That's the thing is, like, Elton John was the white dude who had mostly black friends. Like, you know, like, all the cheap. Not only can Elton come to our barbecue, he will season the food at our barbecue as well.
All right, honey. A couple of weeks ago, Tyler Perry held the grand opening for his new studio there. Baby, you know, honey, it costs a lot of money, baby, to throw a party like that. Well, Jasmine got all the scoop, so, girl, tell us all and what you know about that party.
Well, we know that this party was fabulous.
Yes, we did.
How much do y'all think he spent?
$2 million.
Well, reportedly, he spent around $16
million.
For that party?
But let me explain to you. I'm going to break this down for you. Number one, he paid for a lot of the hotel accommodations for his VIP guests.
He flew everybody
out. And he had chartered planes that he flew in for his VIPs. And you got to think about it. He had Oprah there. He had Beyonce. He had Jay-Z. He had Halle Berry. He had Whoopi. He flew a lot of people out. The fireworks show that he had, that was $1 million.
The fireworks. He couldn't get some little boys from the hood to just crack some fire.
He also paid for all the performers. You know, Mary J. Blige performed. Yeah. You know, Jennifer Hudson performed. This was a 3-day celebration, and he had over 100 expensive chandeliers. He spent $700,000 worth of carpet. You know, he had to pay the
carpet.
Staff.
Girls got to walk on good carpet.
This was a
Louboutin shoes.
This was a really big event they had been planning for a year, and he came out of pocket a lot. But it looked fantastic.
It looked amazing.
Women jam. I'm confused, girl.
Wait, that he paid for everybody's accommodations.
Yeah, so. I thought rich people don't pay for that. I thought they get it sponsored or something like that.
According to our sources, it was around $16 million. And I guess if you get invited by Tyler Perry, he's gonna take care of you.
All right, now for more Tyler Perry, tune in on Friday when the homie Andrew Freund sits down with Tyler and the stars of his new show Sisters and The Oval. Don't go away. More Dish Nation up next. Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish Nation. Whoa, you waited for us. That's what's up. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay!
Now, this next story is for all the college students out there. Now, we can all agree, since we're already out of school, that we probably cooked up some interesting ways to cheat back in the day, right?
Sure did. I plead the fifth.
You plead the fifth? There's no statute of limitations. Yeah. You never know, right? They might snatch your diploma. Yeah. You never know. Right. So an Indian college is not playing any games and has come under fire for forcing the students to wear cardboard boxes over their heads to stop them from cheating during an exam. Since the photos have gone viral, the school's administrator has issued an apology and says the school only implemented the cardboard boxes as an experiment. What do y'all think about this?
Don't be putting no cardboard boxes on my child.
Ooh.
Well, I think it's another form of slavery.
Yeah.
How? That's a reach, Gary.
How? Because remember, they used to put things on our heads.
That's right.
I don't think I will be able to handle it because I get a little bit claustrophobic sometimes. So anything over my head for a long period of time, I don't think I could...
I was teaching the kids a new way of S&M or something like that. Being bondage, you know, you put stuff over your head.
Who says that's a bad thing?
It's almost like the box burka.
I would still be able to cheat, though, because back in college, I used to write whatever I had to write on
your
my
wrist.
Yeah. So I used to be like,
I did the wrist thing. I did the hand thing. Well, no, someone else I know did the wrist thing. Mm-hmm. They did the hand thing.
Mm-hmm. So I used to write mine on clear tape and put the tape on the desk.
Ooh.
I never really had to cheat that much in class because most of my classes were a little slower. So, you know.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.